Yo, what's up, my fellow exhausted Gen Zers? Riley Hart here, and let's be real, self-care isn't some fluffy unicorn trend, it's a straight-up necessity. We're juggling classes, jobs, relationships, social media, and probably existential dread, all while trying to maintain some semblance of sanity. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Ooh, you know that feeling when your brain is fried, but there's still that mountain of homework looming over you? Yeah, me too. That's why we gotta treat self-care like a non-negotiable appointment. Because fam, you can't pour from an empty cup. Let's break this down, Gen Z style. First off, ditch the guilt trip. Self-care isn't selfish, it's survival. Think of it as preventative maintenance for your mental and physical well-being. Just like you wouldn't skip oil changes or dental checkups, neglecting your self-care is a recipe for burnout. Remember that one time you skipped your workout because you were too busy? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Second, forget the pressure to have perfectly curated self-care routines. It's not about doing all the things, it's about finding what actually works for you. Need a good cry session? Do it. Want to binge watch your favorite show and eat an entire bag of chips? Go ahead. But maybe share those chips with me? The point is, self-care shouldn't feel like another chore on your already overflowing to-do list. It should be something you actually look forward to, even if it's just 5 minutes of quiet contemplation before diving back into the chaos. Third, make it a freaking habit. Set reminders on your phone, schedule those appointments with yourself, seriously, and stick to them like glue. Think of it as a non-negotiable date night with your inner self. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise, your well-being is worth prioritizing. Fourth, remember that self-care isn't always about bubble baths and face masks. Sometimes it's the small things. Taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, connecting with loved ones, or even just saying no to something that drains you. And last but not least, don't be afraid to ask for help. We all need a little support sometimes, and there are tons of resources available for Gen Zers struggling with mental health and well-being. Remember, reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now go forth and treat yourselves like the amazing humans you are. Here's a relatable example. Ever had that week where everything goes sideways? You're drowning in assignments? Your social life is non-existent? And you haven't slept properly in days? That's when self-care becomes your lifeline. Instead of pushing through until you completely implode, take a step back. Maybe it's ordering takeout instead of cooking, because who has the energy for chopping veggies? Taking a hot bath with some essential oils. Or just hitting that snooze button one extra time. Sometimes, even small acts of self-care can make all the difference in helping you regain your sanity. All right, listen up, because this is about to get real. We're Gen Z. We're constantly bombarded with information and expectations, and it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But remember this, your mental health is non-negotiable. It's not something you can just push aside until later. You deserve to be happy and fulfilled. And that starts with prioritizing self-care. So ditch the guilt trips, find what works for you, make it a habit, and most importantly, don't forget to take care of yourselves. Want more tips on how to nail your self-care game? Hit me up in the DMs, tag this episode in your TikTok, or even stitch it with your own thoughts. Let's get real about self-care, Gen Z style. And remember to follow, rate, and share this podcast like it's your new favorite obsession, because we're just getting started.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.